working.
Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Drunken Rants, but we're doing something a little different because I don't have a whole hell of a lot to talk about tonight. I really don't. So, what I like to do on my days off, or, well, right after work on my days off, you know, I work 5 days a week, and I work for a crazy woman, absolutely crazy, and then after I get done with that, I like to come home every Saturday night and have me a nice ice cold Blue Moon Belgian white beer. And sometimes I like to play a fresh hentai game. And there's nothing fresher than Legend of the Masturbator, which just came out like today. It's available. And yes, there's some fishing going on. This is a fishing game. You absolutely do catch fish. But you also catch fish girls, and you can put them in a nice little tank. You can see it in the trailer. They look kind of cute there, okay? I'm sorry, they do. Oh. But, without me going on any further, let's go ahead and get started. Now, I was going to play Cookie Cutter, but that game's been out a while, so, you know. Oh, also, the new Mushroom Kingdom Fusion came out, 0.88, and they got, like, Doom Author. So, Author from Ghouls and Ghosts or Ghosts and Goblins has a Doom suit now. Yeah, they put a bunch of just really interesting stuff in there. And Bill Reiser, Waluigi, so it has Waluigi's ability, or excuse me, it has Bill Reiser's abilities from Contra. I mean, they're just always putting new stuff into the game and making it more awesome, right? So, you can pick that up at itch.io on Mushroom Kingdom Fusion. Download it right now if you don't want to listen to me. You can just play that game. Or you can listen to me and play that game. I don't care how you do it. But we are going to be just going through this game. No, I'm not doing full commentary on this one. Give me a fucking break, guys. I've been reading for days. So, alright. Let's get started. Fast. H scenes will not change regardless of difficulty. You can have amateur or hard. How hard? Fish girls. Exteriors. Okay. Alright. So he's trying to get some fish girls. It says press this button if you want to get off the bus. Alright, so guys, what am I going to talk about? Well, the thing that's on my mind right now is the boys. I like the boys. Obviously, we enjoy the comics. I've been reading them. I've loved them. I've fought hundreds, literally damn near 100 people on the internet over these comics. They keep saying that the comics don't have much substance. They're not well written, and they're written like a 15-year-old that's angry and edgy and all that. And I'm like, okay, so Garth Ennis wrote those books because he basically doesn't like superheroes. You know, we've talked about this before. Garth does not like superheroes. And he wrote that book to take pot shots at them. Because when he was writing under Wildstorm, you know, who originally did it, DC bought him. And he's like, oh, I can't do this under DC because, you know, too close to Batman and all this other stuff. Like, Tech Knight was supposed to be Batman and Homelander Superman. Like, you know who's who, right? And DC knows the parody, and the parody is hardcore. It's really violent. It's really gory. It's really fucked up. So DC kind of had a little bit of offense to that. But Dynamite's like, hey, Garth, come on. You can come on our small little label and write your books there. By the way, if you're interested in the books, you can still get them on Humble Bundle. $18 for all those and the Dear Abby or Annie or whatever the fuck that is. But, anyway, guys, it's a, you know, the series, it's fun, you know? Like, there was that little Russian girl with a giant vibrator, and of course, Butcher, he rigged it so it would explode when she turned it on to use it. That was fucking hilarious. But these kids, man, and I know they're fucking kids, because these kids are like, well, life, look, this is a real comment that was actually brought to defend against my point. They said, well, life is too short to read stuff that's not well written. I'm like, what? It's like everything has to be a critically approved book before you'll fucking read it. You know, there's a lot of just shock and, you know, unclassy entertainment, I guess you would want to say. Not so classy entertainment. That's pretty fucking fun if you would open your mind up a little bit and just fucking enjoy it, right? And the boys, yeah, it goes pretty hardcore sometimes. I had to put a not safe for work on that video when I put it up on YouTube. Like, I had to. There was way too much shit in there. They were showing too many titties. It was almost like I was, you know, putting a hentai game up there. And I'm really glad that they let me put it up, because it did have some really hardcore stuff in it. But, again, that was a rarity, because they haven't gone that deep into stuff. Now, if it starts getting real deep, I don't know if I'll be able to continue it. Yeah, like, as far as the nudity and all that. Even though we do some adult books there, they seem to be okay under tasteful nudity. As long as it's not just full-on sex, I think they're okay. But, anyway, yeah, I've enjoyed the books. We're on volume 10. So there's 10, 11, and 12. And 10's a little shorter. I don't know about 11 and 12. But 9 took a while. It took me 3 months to do fucking 9. 3 months, guys. It's a while. So now that that's finished, we can finally move on. And, of course, I'm fighting these kids. And these kids are just... they don't understand edgy writing. They're like, oh, it's edgy and it tries hard. But Invincible is amazing. It's such god tier. Because the writer of that shit is just as much of a hipster as you fuckers are, right? I've been reading comics longer than some of these kids have been alive. And they didn't really get it. And they're like, well, it's not like Old Boy that had the edge right. It's all edge in The Boys. It's like, dude, that's the point. That's literally the point. The comics are all edge. It's just Garth pushing the shit as far as he can, right? And having a fun time of it. And it's got a lot of offensive language. They didn't like the fact that it literally had a slur for everything that wasn't a cis white male, right? They just got really upset about that. So, you know, just bunches of people were giving me shit and just, I mean, one guy even said, "You are the equivalent of a human. You are the human equivalent of a fart sound or something." Just really dumb shit. And then when you go to, you know, respond back to them, they don't say anything. They just want to make their point made, so it's some nice little blurb, and that's it. But, yeah, as far as the show goes, they try to say, oh, the show's got better writing. Okay, so I'm going to go with what Aaron Clary said when he talked about it, surprisingly. Aaron Clary liked The Boys as much as I do. He talked about the first season being really good, and it was really good. The second season, he said, he basically calls it people running into rooms, because that's what they did a lot of in that season. And the writing was starting to go down a little bit. And then you had the third season, where, again, things were starting to get a little political, but it was still kind of good, and you did have that that big fight, like almost Marvel-esque fight. It was a big-budget kind of battle, and it was really rare for The Boys to have something like that. But they went all out with that. If you watch that scene, you can stop right there. There's really no reason to go further. Because not only according to what Clary said, you know, I haven't watched the first three of season four. Maybe there's four now. But I don't have any intention of doing so. Because basically... Oh, hold on. I have to go. Sorry, I'm supposed to go to the end. Because basically what Clary said is they have... Well, not only gone woke, but it's disjointed. There's a bunch of plot points coming from nowhere. And one of the biggest things, and I talked to this with DP last night, because he's a fan of the boys as well. It was obvious that he and, what was her name? The woman, she, the Asian woman. Basically, Frenchie and the Asian woman were supposed to be an item. Like, they loved each other, right? It was her having a very traumatic past and him trying to help her get over that, right? And that was a big part of the books and a real awesome thing in general, you know? And then all of a sudden, they throw in this gay male character. I can't remember his name, if it was Colin or something like that, but he basically started this massive makeout scene with Frenchie. And I'm just like, okay, so maybe they're trying to say he's bi or something and he's still gonna be with the Asian woman. But according to what Clary said, they basically used a whole episode just to cover that bullshit. And it took away from a lot of the other considering what plot there was, which is basically, okay, there was a writer's strike for about a year and a half. So let's just make this whole thing about how much we don't like Donald Trump, right? So whether you love Trump or hate Trump, I don't care. But basically what they were doing is saying, we don't like this guy, we didn't like that he was president, so we're going to take this character from this comic book that really doesn't have that much to do with Donald Trump personally. He's more capitalism and business. And yes, I understand Trump was a big businessman. But, you know, the things that they didn't like about Trump, I never really got that from Homelander. Like, in the comics. Maybe they kind of pushed it a little bit in the show. But in the comics, I don't really recall that. Trump was always depicted as a loudmouth who couldn't... he would use, like, the wrestling banter and stuff like that, which was kind of funny in some ways, I'll admit. But Homelander, in the comic books, he doesn't roll off at the mouth. Matter of fact, in that recent one that I just read, The Big Ride, it's Jack from Jupiter that is just going off, ranting and raving to Homelander. And Homelander is just like, no. He's like, no, you won't. Like, he doesn't go on and rant and rave and talk about this other stuff. No. He explains exactly what's going to happen. He says it very plainly, very clearly. And then after that, he basically, he talks about the business because he's all about the business. So, that's the differences between Trump, the left considers him very much a loudmouth, and that's the very opposite of what Homelander was in the comics. Anybody that's read the comics knows that much. Hell, there's a lot of characters that have run their mouths more than Homelander. And of course, Homelander in the show is a different animal. He's very loudmouth. In fact, Anthony Starr's kind of upset because people have been trying to compare him to Homelander, and he's like, no, this is a character I play. So, maybe it'll push him away from the Homelander role, which will kill the series, which it needs to. Because by now, they've really ran it thin. It should have ended at this season, but it won't. I think they want to push it for four. But according to what Clary says, if they continue, it's not going to go much farther than season four. It might go to season five, but I don't think it's going to go any further than that. Remember, the showrunner wanted to do Supernatural forever. Okay. So they wanted to kind of milk the boys forever and see how much anti-Trump fan base they can build. Which, yeah, it's doing its numbers right now, but it won't continue. Eventually, it'll get boring and people will go on to something else. Alright. Moment. Okay. Oh, I know how to do this. Hold the button down and keep the bobber in the safe zone at the right end of the gauge. Mash the button. Oh my god, this is gonna be hell on my thumbs. Oh well, here we go. You want a fish, face the body of water and press the confirm key. You won't be able to cast your line into bodies of water without fish. Alright. Ah. Goyen's son went inside Kamiya. Okay. Huge fossil. Okay, well, I don't know what to do there. It did say this game had some really explicit and harsh scenes. So I don't know what that means exactly for a fishing game. I know it's a hentai game, but... Enjoy aquarium mode. There's a different aquariums. I have no fishies. No fish girls. Oh yeah, you can change your tank. See, you got all these places for fish girls. Now let me go catch some fish and fish girls, right? Ultimately, though, the boys has pretty much run its course. It needs to end, and they need to find some other comic. The thing is, like, there's so many comics in the indie world that they can use if they want left-wing and progressive messages. It's ridiculous how much they can do. They can even try to adapt Saga if they want. Okay, what am I fighting this guy for? I beat him up. Bam! Okay. No, you gotta catch the goddess. Boy, I'll bet she's really difficult. You might have to fight her after you catch her. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So you can't go, you. Damn! So you do run into shit in this game. Just random ass snakes and... Lover's Cape. Fishing is banned around all promenades, so be careful. A cat? Damn! Alright, so where can I friggin' fish? Cave with a hot spring. Oh, there's a bat. Damn, I'm gonna dead. Let me get the hell out of here before I die. Tackle shop. What about an item, a medicine shop? Okay. The Kirimon. Collect those Pakirimon stickers. Current craze is various places around Inzu. Pakurimon battles. Fights with people brag to each other about who has the rare stickers. Collect rare stickers and outshine the competition. What the hell? So this is more than fishing. This is fishing, RPG battles, and Pokemon card battles too? Damn, this game's only $8, guys, so that's not too bad. I'm running from the crab. It's crazy that shit can just chase after you. Like, you can be in the... You can be in town and a random creature will just want to attack. The shrine there. I'm in the shrine, though. None of them affect fishing. Yeah, but you're gonna get killed by a random ass crab on the way to go fish for shit. Or an angry cat. Doing different things and making choices around town can increase or decrease your popularity. Something good might happen if your popularity gets high enough. Man! So now we have a popularity sim as well? Like... The guy's like, hey, how much shit can I put in one game? I I'm in the inn, and I was trying to see if there was a way I could heal. Maybe a bed? No? A lot of very traditional Japanese music in this one. You don't hear that often. That sounded like an interlude for a sitcom. Okay, cool. I'm healed. And that's the secret base. Okay. Well, where is the river? Like, where do we fish? I'm in Enzu, but I don't know where. What about regular old fishing? It's a shop. I don't have any money for that. Look how expensive all that stuff was. Thousands of yen for that. You don't have a rod suitable for this location. Where do I go? I said, what? I have to run from every cat because I don't know.
I guess I'm not going here. Can't fish on the beach, it says. Okay, somebody help. I might be able to go fishing. It makes me want to generate something in a fisherman battling cat on the way to river. But my uncle used to watch all these fishing shows, and it's like, man, what if it was kind of like this game, and there were just cats that would come out of nowhere and try to attack the fishermen as they, yep, and that's another, that's a Siamese, watch out, watch out, you can't go right there, get him with your reel, hit him with your reel, I hate to do that, I did. Talk about stray fucking cats. Motherfucker. Yeah. Beat you in the head, bird. Too bad you can't turn that into meat, like seagull meat, and then you eat it and it fucking restores. Except with all the flags. Maybe that's not the right damn place. And you can't go that way. Because when you go there, they're gonna be like, nope, the bridge is, yeah. I mean, you can go this way. You just can't go that way. Yeah, there's really nothing to see there. Yeah, I can't fish for shit right now, old man. Flea. Damn rat snake. It's a rat snake. It's not even that big of a deal. It's not even gonna eat you. It's a rat snake. It eats rats. I'm wondering if it's not the shit that's attacking him, but he's just like one of those guys that's like, fuck it, it's a cat, I'm gonna beat the shit out of it. Oh, it's a seagull, I'm gonna whoop its ass. Oh, it's a rat snake, I'm gonna, like, maybe it's just the fucking main character himself that's just such of an asshole that he just wants to attack everything. So, I've been in this game for about 30 fucking minutes now, and I haven't found anything to fish, but I have found everything to fight. Sorry, son. The rocks are too... Hey, motherfucker, I'm gonna push you in there. I paid money so I could fish in this game. I'm gonna whoop its ass. I don't know, man. Like, your guess is as good as mine. I have no idea what the fuck I'm supposed to do in this game now. I'm going in random places, looking at random shit, and nothing is happening. Not a goddamn thing. The place with all the flags. And I went there. That's where they have that weird fossil. That does nothing. No, I don't. Do I have to talk to asshole again to get something going? Well, he's not really an asshole. Alright. Okay, now I know what the it said Asahin. That told me jack shit when I was looking at it. Horse mackerel. Can I fish here? Those were boats are. Okay, there's your boats when you're gonna. That's a fishmonger. They buy the fish you sell. After you catch them first, that is. I haven't caught one damn fish and it's been an hour. I have nothing. I can buy nothing. Well, there's two places I can't fish. The two places that I can fish, I can't fish at. You have to bring that old man a mackerel, but can I fish in here? Can I fish in here, damn it? No, there's probably no fish. There is nowhere I can fish. Damn, I'm about to enter the Discord of Kagura and say, hey, where the hell do I fish? Because I was looking forward to this game because you fish, and I haven't really played a lot of games where you fish. I liked Breath of Fire 3. It had an amazing fishing game, and I've told that Persona has a really good one. And I think some of the Trails games have fishing, and there's a bunch of others that have fishing. Bunch of games that have fishing. But, can't even catch a fish girl, man, because it won't let me fish. Do I have to go into the cave? That's the only place I haven't been in yet. It's this fucking cave. And you can't. So, that's covered up, too. I've been in the entire area, and I haven't found one place I can fish yet, except for that fucking beach. No! You can't fish on the beach because of couples or some shit. Well, where do I fish? I should have played Cookie Cutter. At least I can figure out how to play that game. I mean, I figured it would... I mean, how... What? You don't have a fishing rod suitable for the location equipped. Because nothing in the fucking game allows you to fish. It doesn't say, hey, asshole, fish here. You don't have a rod suitable for the location. And I have a rod. Oh! I got fishing rod. It still won't let me fish there. Button to slow it to speed him up, though. That kind of sucks. I can fish! And put the difficulty up to higher than shit. When you fish, you really fish in this game. It's a fight. I thought I had it. Thank you. I got it. I got a horse mackerel. It's your first time catching a horse mackerel. It's 15 centimeters long. Oh man, you caught me. I can't believe it. I'm a teensy bit mad about how easy you made it look. Still, you sure are amazing. Time to sample the goods. You want to have sex with me? Fine, I guess. That's how we do this? Well, at least they're... Yeah, it's not long. So you bang the horse mackerel. I'm going to whoop its ass. Okay. Crazy that that crab had 20 yen on it. There's the horse mackerel, old man. She's covered in cum, but I'm sure you won't mind. Oh, horse mackerel. Okay, the old man at the top. Okay. Where's the old man? I thought I had a horse mackerel. What, did I fuck it and throw it back? Another horse mackerel. All right, there. This one's clean. You might like it better, old man. Thank you. Rocky shores and unstable ships. Man. Knocked it in the head. Seems to be it. Catch a pregnant horse mackerel. Well, I didn't know you could catch pregnant fish. Puffer fish. Oh. Yep, we're gonna bang the puffer fish now. Nothing there. Damn, once you get a chance to... Another puffer fish. So we're going to go to the fish map real quick. Not the fish map, but we're going to go to the fish pond real quick. Wow. I caught something. Damn, what is that? A red sea bream. Yep, time to bang the sea bream. Oh, you want to do dirty things to the sea bream? Well, sure.
The red sea bream was satisfied. Oh yeah, it's the first red sea bream you caught. So I caught 3 fish so far. That's not too bad. Claw scrap. Okay, that's how you switch between normal and hard on the fish. You cannot just fish here either. Hell, it's a halibut. Oh, it's a flounder. All right. Well, it looks like a halibut to me. Can't believe you caught me so easily. So now we're gonna bang the halibut, which kind of looks like Shantae. If you like banging fish, you might want to give this a try. Not actually banging fish, but these fish, I guess, are okay. You could do worse. Never played a game quite like this before in my life. There's a first time for everything, and but here you go. Well, Grim, you better go to church on Sunday and repent. I'm sorry, Lord, that I played the sexy fish game. Aquarium. There's a lot of fish in this game. River, sea, lake. I don't have any common carp. I ain't even got a carp. Oh yeah, when you sample them, you don't get a chance to. That's an old black bass. Char or rockfish or dace. I don't have a kind. And there's a pufferfish in it. Well, I'll be. Slowly but surely, we can bring the aquarium back to life. So, one thing has me kind of puzzled. We see these as fish girls, but I gotta be honest with you. Everybody else seems to see them as regular old fish. So what is my man really doing? What's really going on with this man here? I don't see no fish girl in that tank. I see a puffer fish. Did this man say, you know what? I'm gonna fuck it. And that's what happened? That's how this went down? I wonder if there's anything else in here, though. Is that it? Yeah, it looks like that's all. There's not that many fish. Oh, well, hold on. There's, what is this? Seahorse. I don't have any manta rays. I didn't even see a place for a mackerel. Damn, don't kill me. Well, I'm gonna let this guy retire for the night. And maybe catch some more fish later. It's an interesting little game if you like to fish. I'm gonna kill that roach. There we go. Bastard. Stepped on it. That's all he did. 32 damage. Stepped on it. Go see this man over. Well, nah. I'm gonna go ahead and end it here. Can I save or something? Is this game saved? Okay.